Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, folks, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. Excuse me. You know, as we broadcast every Friday at high noon, it's a 30-minute show. We've been doing this show for about 15 years. And we have in this 30-minute segment, I'm going to give you priceless information. Some of it is repetitive because we have new people joining on every so often. So some of it is repetitive, and some of it is brand new. Let me just say this also, folks, before I get into anything. I'm older than all of you. How can I possibly say I'm old? How do I know who's listening to the station? Well, whoever it is, if they're older than me or as old as I am, then they're missing the boat, because I started off my own direction of healthcare and critical care, and I formerly practiced. I was a pharmacist. I have 3 graduate degrees: pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force, of which I'm proud to say. So, with all that being said, I have accumulated a tremendous amount of knowledge in my lifetime, and I have also, like I said before, I'm older than everybody, almost. But also, I don't take any prescription medication. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, so I can go into not my daddy's old-time pharmacy, because my daddy's up in heaven somewhere right now. But the thing is this, that I can go into any pharmacy. I mean, I can afford to buy it, whatever it may be, and I don't take any prescription medication. It's not that I'm against it. I don't need it. I don't take any medication, and I have unending energy. I have almost all energy than anyone I've ever met. Like, I can dance all night. I mean, if my partner is pretty enough, well, besides that, that's fine. But I'm just saying that I have the energy. I could play tennis 24/7, almost nonstop. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I do it for my exercise quotient, to build up my T cells. T as in Tom. T cells are extremely important to the immune system. So let me just tell you the other really extreme importance. Listen carefully, folks. The human body is 85% water. 85% out of 100% is water. The human body is 85% water. The cells of the body, the organs, are immersed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. But it's not bad water. It's not poison water. It's not bad diseased water. It's water in the human body. That how we were created, how God, how the Lord has created us, the Lord Hashem. Okay, so the thing is, we have many, many health benefits built into us. So we don't have to just go to a drugstore constantly, or a pharmacy, or a medical office constantly. And what I do is I go into a drugstore, let's say Walgreens. I'll go to buy hairspray or chocolate candy or something like that. You know, I don't have to get any. You go into any pharmacy these days, you see in front of the pharmacy window, there's about 200 little white bags there waiting for people to pick up their medication, their drugs. I don't need any of that. And whoever listens to me and follows my direction really doesn't need most of that. You have to start somewhere and then sort of reverse it. Let me tell you what's happening because of prescription medication. By the way, I'm not against prescriptions. We need pharmacy. We need the drugs. We need it. It all depends upon who and what and how we can find our way to be as healthy as I am, so that you don't have to take prescriptions or any kind of drugs. I don't even take an aspirin. I'll say Baruch Hashem only because of the fact that I know what to do. And I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore. And my father, as a pharmacist, was a incredibly super smart man, and he was devoted to his clientele, and he made up special creams and ointments and different things. So let's just go a little further and talk about what we have to be aware of. Sugar is in everything we buy. So the manufacturers of the foods and the drugs, whatever it is, not the drugs, but the candies, the things you buy over the counter, whatever, they add sugar to make it sweeter so you'll buy it again and like to taste better. Sugar is a causative factor in cancer, all forms of cancer. So we have to really keep our daily menu as healthy as possible. You know, listen to this. You're familiar with Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, the dark colored sodas that everybody drinks, and every supermarket and every store sells thousands of those bottles of the dark colored sodas every hour, every day in the week, every week in the year. I don't drink any of that. I'm a perfect living example of doing. Someone that doesn't do anything to enjoy themselves or to do this or eat this or drink that. No, I'll go to a bar with anybody and I'll have fun and I'll have a couple of drinks, so forth and so on. And there's sugar in that. You can rest assured that there's sugar in every single thing we buy or drink. The thing is, I don't overdo it. So let's go, and let me say this, that the human body, as I said before, is 85% water. And the cells of the body are bathed in this water, interstitial fluid. Point is that the only water, there's a special water, the Japanese water technology. So, and usually when I've been doing this show called Dr. Barton Health Hour, I'm not even sure what it's called. I've been doing it so long, I forgot the name of it. Anyhow, that's not important. The important thing is, you know, if you're listening to this show, then you know the number to call to get in. This is called Blog Radio, B-L-O-G, Blog Worldwide Internet Radio. So we have people all over the world. People surf the net many times looking for answers to things and so forth and so on. And there's one particular fellow, Felix, who's listening. His name is Felix, like Felix the cat. Hey, Felix, I'm not making fun of your name. It just, there's a popular cat in America, maybe in the world, named Felix the cat. Now, Felix is a good friend of mine, and he lives in South Africa. And so our broadcast is all over the world, as I said before. It's on internet, Blog Radio, B-L-O-G. So Felix had heard me talking on this show maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and we've become friendly over the airwaves. We haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet. One of these days I'm going to go there. And also we have a couple other people in different parts of the world. So one of the greatest things that have happened to me in my life was I was in Tokyo on a medical convention, a 3-day weekend convention about 22 years ago. And as I'm walking through the lobby of this hotel, mind you, it's in Tokyo, Japan, and a Japanese gentleman walked up to me and he holds up his hand and he says, "Dr. Barton?" So I said, "Yes, but how do you know it's me?" And he holds up a newspaper, Tokyo newspaper, all in Japanese, except there's my picture right on the front of the paper. And it says, "Dr. Barton," and it goes into Japanese. And what it says is that this doctor is now visiting Tokyo, and he's the doctor that has this special water that actually can turn infection in your body around and make it healthy. And now the gentleman that came up to me, his name is Dr. Hiromi Shinya. Dr. Shinya is a world famous physician because he's the one who invented colonoscopy. And you know how popular colonoscopy is these days, because what is colonoscopy? What is it anyhow? Well, irritable bowel syndrome, or let's say it's in the intestine, there's problems. It's because of the diet, typical Western diet, that is now even in places like Tokyo. They have burgers and ham and egg and bacon and egg and all these other things, which is okay, you know, but not as a routine diet. So the thing is that people screw up their intestines. People screw up their organs in their bodies. And as far as me, before this gentleman, Hiromi, Dr. Shinya, came up to me, Dr. Hiromi Shinya, before he even walked up to me, I was already drinking this Japanese water technology that I had found out about, which is produced in another on the other side of Japan, which is called, I forgot the name of the town, but I'll remember it in a minute. So the thing is, what they do is they actually can tap in, they can take a little machine, looks like a toaster, only about two or three times the size. It sits on the kitchen counter and it hooks right up to your tap water. And it actually goes through a process of ionization and electrolysis. And by going through that process, it takes tap water and restructures it into healthy, it's called Enagic, E-N-A-G, water. It's like pure water, like water from creation. Now, that's the only water that I drink ever since I met Hiromi Shinya. But I actually knew about it beforehand, and I had been drinking, I purchased one machine, then I purchased a couple more for my other home, and also for my, I have three daughters who live in, at last count, there were three daughters. Anyhow, they live in three different places, and it's not easy to keep up to see my daughters and three grandsons. Three daughters, three grandsons. That's pretty good. Anyhow, getting back to Dr. Shinya. Besides Shinya, let me tell you, here's a man who's world-renowned. World-renowned. He is an advocate of drinking only Kangen water. I don't drink tap water. I don't drink bottled water. And let me tell you about, there's an article recent from the last Reader's Digest volume from this past month. And it says you can do different things with the tap water. You can put a filter and different things of that sort. But it goes on to say like this, because, you know, the TV advertising, TV advertising is fantastic. I mean, it's really great. The Poland water ad is terrific. It shows a pristine forest with this nice, cool stream running through it with beautiful trees around and foliage and blue sky and so forth and so on. And here's this article from Reader's Digest. It says, the ideal humidity level, especially for sleeping, is 40 to 60%, but that's just the beginning of the article. Okay, then it goes into water. Even, quote unquote, even good water, even good municipal water, contains small amounts of lead and chlorine. And then it says you can consider a filter, one that attaches to your kitchen faucet or is inserted in a pitcher rather than resorting to bottled water. In a test of 10 best-selling bottled waters a month ago, and it says that the Environmental Working Group researchers found mixtures of 8 contaminants, including bacteria, fertilizer, and industrial chemicals in all the bottled water, all of it, even whatever they say about it, all of it. I mean, advertising is a terrific thing, and it depends upon how it's advertised. People are not buy whatever it is. So all bottled water is contaminated. Let me tell you how and why besides this article. The thing that's called osteoporosis, where people have brittle bones, and there's a lot of, especially in women, shoulder, elbow, knee, especially knee, where cartilages are in the body. So there's many, many fractures of those joints, more and more all the time, especially in ladies over the age of 50 or even 40, because there's a demineralization of the bones as we age. So with them, when people are taking, a lot of women are taking Boniva for weight loss. I'm trying to remember what Boniva is for. But many, many, many women, especially women, are taking Boniva. Now, and Boniva robs the bones of mineral content, so it weakens the bones. Because there's more and more fractures all over the country and all over the world due to that particular, it's a prescription drug called Boniva. So in order to produce this particular Boniva tablet, the pharmaceutical company that makes them, the different variants of them, they actually have to, in order to, well, the people that are taking Boniva are the same class that drink a lot of Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown's, the dark-colored sodas. In order to get that dark color in the sodas, the manufacturers add phosphoric acid to get that dark color. Phosphoric acid robs the bones of minerals, and it makes the bones brittle. So it's selling millions and millions of tablets of Boniva every day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, selling millions of Boniva. Because of the fact that especially women have, because they're drinking the sodas, they're adding phosphoric acid into their diet and making their bones brittle. So anyhow, folks, let me just mention this. As you know, we broadcast every Friday from 12 noon to 12:30. And we're on blog internet radio, so wherever I am, I can just call into the station. They hook up my phone with the worldwide internet, and we're talking to people right now. Besides Felix, who's in South Africa, and you have people in Buenos Aires and South America and all over. So we don't have the time on today's show to go into saying hi to everybody, but I would like to say hi to everybody. And you all listening to me, you know who I am. And I want to thank you for referring all these other people that call in and so forth, and know about that I'm doing a lot of good with my little half-hour radio show every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 noon Eastern time. So moving right along, folks, let me tell you what fracking, there's a lot of things that end up creating problems with drinking water. This show is about water. Human body is 85% water. Human being, I mean, is 85% water. Now, if I'm in a restaurant and a waiter comes over with a bunch of, let's say I'm with a bunch of people, and he comes over with a tray of about 12 glasses of water, I just send it back. I said, listen, if anyone's sitting here at the table with me, please don't, just, that's it. I can't have it on the same table, even, disturbing. interrupt with what we want to talk about. Because water, when I see a glass of water in a restaurant, to me, it has a skull and bones on it because it looks like it's poison water. It is poison water. I just told you from this article, from this page, from the last Reader's Digest issue, which I just read to you before. So we're going to be starting to run out of time pretty soon. So let me just get back to the most important thing. I'm going to give you the number to call in. That doesn't make any sense because if you're listening, you already know that number. So let me just tell you the number that you can call for additional information and leave a message for me at any time. It's 863-509-9059. Now, sometimes I answer that because it's a cell phone. And if I answer and you say I'm from the state of Washington, my name is Mrs. Smith, I'll just have to ask you to leave a name and number and I'll have someone get back to you and give you more information and also hook you up with how to get the candidate. The company that makes that water that creates ionization and electrolysis, there's about 5 different companies making the same kind of machine, but the only one that is really the one to use is called, the company is the Enagic, E-N-A-G-I-C, and the water itself is Kangen Water, K-A-N-G-E-N. Okay, you follow that so far? So the human body, as I said before, we're 85% water. The organs and the cells are bathed in water. Let me tell you another quick story about the drug companies. I'm not against drug companies. I'm also a pharmacist, as I mentioned when I first got on the show. So, and I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore. And my dad, of course, was a pharmacist. So the thing is this, that whoever was diabetic before 1922, the doctor would give a prescription to send them to the hospital, and they put the person on a gurney or like a movable bed and roll it out one of the staging areas. And if that was a person had diabetes, they were basically left alone. I mean, they had their meals and so forth and so on, but within a matter of maybe a couple of weeks, they would die. That was what died. No one before 1922, the year 1922, whoever was diabetic never made it past that particular year, no matter what their age was, okay? And then Eli Lilly's company developed a synthetic insulin. You know, diabetics take insulin injections, right? So those insulin injections that they're taking were discovered in the year 1922. So whoever started getting the injections, diabetic, they were starting to live longer. So in our country, in the USA alone, probably 75, that's almost 75% of the population over the age of 45 are diabetic, mainly because of diet, because high sugar intake in all the foods and drinks and the sodas. So almost 75% of the population in America over the age of 45 is diabetic. And so the invention, the discovery of using synthetic insulin was a fantastic step ahead. But there's got to be another step ahead somewhere to be able to get the human body to balance, to absorb it. So it takes the synthetic insulin for the time being, and the pancreas is developed, and they develop the synthetic insulin. So that's only diabetes. We can go into heart disease, to all kinds of other diseases that people die from. And most of this is just simple changes in lifestyle changes. And as far as me, I don't take any medication. And I'm older than all of you. And one of the major things that I've always believed in and have always done, I exercise. You know, besides exercise, I don't go to a gym. I don't have the time to drive there and back and do that. I did that for a while, a number of years ago, but I don't need to talk to people while I'm working out. That's not a good idea. So I like to do all my exercises by myself, and I don't talk. I just think about what's happening within my body. And my the number that I gave you before is 863-509-9059. You can always leave your name and number at that number, and my office will get back to you, help you with whatever you need to talk about. So we have about, the station just advised us we have 90 seconds left, only folks. I mean, only 90 seconds left. So with that being said, try to think about what we talked about. You need to be able to drink Kangen water. You need to find out about how to get the machine. And you can call that number I gave you before directly to get the exact details. And that's what you need. You need to drink water that has a high antioxidant in it. In the minutes that's left, let's say a special prayer, folks, for all these crazy people around the world that are killing other people and always creating problems. And a special prayer for those people who don't know how to enjoy their God-given life. Life is precious. We want to protect it. And to all my Latin friends back home in Miami, I'm broadcasting from New York today. I'd like to say un fin de semana con Dios, un fin de semana, and go with God for the rest of the week. And enjoy your lives, folks. Tune in next Friday. Dial in 347-324-3595. With that being said, God bless you all and have a great day. Adios.